Mobile phones, unlike TVs or washing machines, are small, light, and easy to store. We also have a level of attachment to them, as we use them daily and they hold precious photos and other personal data that we are protective of. In moving to a new device, we put aside the old one just in case, with every intention of dealing with the responsible disposal of later. However, research shows that this rarely happens, and as a result, over 4 million broken and obsolete mobile phones are gathering dust in Australian homes, representing a stockpile of valuable materials that can be reclaimed and then recycled. So how exactly can we dispose of our e-waste in a more effective way? Joining us today is Spiro Carlos, head of Mobile Muster, the product stewardship program of the mobile phone industry, committed to raising awareness and educating the community on repair, reuse, and recycle. Thank you for joining me. We actually spoke with you about Mobile Muster and the Go for Zero campaign you championed back in 2021. How did last year go, and how many old phones were recycled?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. You're right. It was the first time we ran our Go for Zero campaign last year in March. We had a target of 5 million phones we wanted to collect and recycle. And these are the phones that are actually broken, but we're still holding on to it. So last year we had over 800,000 phones handed in during the campaign. So a real success story, but still a little way to go with 4.2 million left in those drawers.
Right. So how much of an impact did that have in terms of like carbon emissions?
It's a significant impact when you think about the concept of recycling. So for every mobile phone recycled, 386 grams of CO2 emissions are avoided. Now, it might sound small, but obviously when you get 800,000 recycled, there's a significant impact that we're having on the environment. The flip side to that is when you think about you can recover more mineral resources in a ton of electronic waste than you can from a ton of iron ore. So urban mining, we hear this a lot being mentioned at the moment. Urban mining is the revolution of mining, I guess. And that's why we need to be thinking, as consumers, we have a responsibility and a role to play in recycling more and more, so we are benefiting the environment at a greater level.
So you kind of touched on it a bit, but for those of us who are unaware, what exactly like is the need to not only the need for a sustainable approach when managing our e-waste, but what materials are exactly are you recycling from the phones?
Yeah, certainly. So I think, and if I touch on this concept of consumers, we have a responsibility in this, I guess, this idea of a circular economy. Storing them has a twofold effect. One, extending the life of the phone is a missed opportunity, and also extending the life of the resources that go into making those devices so they're being used for longer. The flip side to that, if we're just storing them, there's a missed opportunity in terms of the dormant resources. So, you know, millions and millions of resources that are just sitting in drawers around the country. Through the recycling process, and from our perspective, we dismantle everything into its various components. So when you think about the plastic, the glass, the metals which sit on the circuit boards, and the batteries. Over 95% of the material that actually goes into making these devices, so 95% of the resources, can be recovered back into the raw form and going into the production of new products. So effectively what that means is you're reducing the need to mine for virgin materials.
So Mobile Muster has been around for over 20 years, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So where did the idea come from, and how far has Mobile Muster come since its establishment?
Yeah, so Mobile Muster, its technical term is a product stewardship scheme, and that's the concept that the industry that manufactures, that sells these devices then takes responsibility to ensure that they are managed properly when they reach their end of life. So when we first began in 1998, three leading brands at the time, Telstra, Nokia and Motorola set up the program. Fast forward 23 years to where we are now, and we have over 90% industry participation. So all of the major handset manufacturers and the three network providers are funding the program.
Oh, wow.
In the first year, we collected about 19 tons of product, and it was predominantly mobile phone batteries because that was the fundamental issue at that time. To last year, we collected 106 tons of product, and that includes the handset, the batteries, chargers and accessories. So, you know, significant growth in that period of time.
Wow, that's amazing work you guys have done. So with the, what's the goal for the 2022's campaign of Go for Zero?
So Go for Zero, we're focusing on 4.2 million devices that are in storage. And these are the devices that are broken. So we no longer have the chargers. They no longer work. We know we're not going to go back to them. So what we're asking people is to find them and encouraging them to recycle them. So if we can go for zero and we have 4.2 less mobiles in storage, that would be a great success story.
Oh, that would be awesome. So how do we get involved with the campaign and recycle our old phones?
And that's the easy part. So you can drop them off at all of the major phone retailers. So Telstra, Optus, Vodafone, they all have collection, Mobile Muster collection bins in store. Officeworks also accept them. You can pick up a free post-back satchel from Australia Post. Or if you can't do any of that, you can actually order a post-back satchel off our website, so mobilemuster.com.au.
Oh, fantastic. And before I let you go, I just have to ask, do you think that in the future there might be maybe better designed electronics that could be more easily recycled with the social conscience of being more aware about the importance of sustainability?
I think we're seeing some of it now. I think there's a misconception that electronics, because of design, aren't recyclable. If you look at mobile phones that were put back into the market in 1998 versus devices that are coming out now, their recyclability rate is at exactly the same level. You get the same amount of recovered resources from an older phone versus a new phone. I think where the opportunity lies is in when we manufacture these devices to use more recycled content. And I think that's where we're sort of heading to. And we're actually seeing some of the handset manufacturers already putting handsets out that are that are using 80% recycled content, and that is the opportunity. The challenge for these brands to be able to use more recycled content is making sure we've got the available resources that are recovered through recycling so it can go back into the manufacturing process. So what we need to do is actually recycle more, so there's more materials available for the manufacturing process.
Thank you for joining me. That was Spiro Carlos from Mobile Muster chatting about the Go for Zero campaign. For more information, head to our website at 2ser.com.